You're welcome. I know I manifested it.
Yes, you did. And you can manifest that with magic.
Yeah, it was so
Think
very
if you
magical.
Could have, you see, you didn't have a lot of preconceptions on that.
I had none. It came as a surprise.
There it is. It was like out of the blue, okay, let's just try this out. Let's do this. No preconceptions. It didn't have a whole bunch of heavy negative beliefs hanging on it.
Nope.
If I don't do this, I will just die. No, it's like, okay, this is an option. Let me explore it. Can you take that same level?
Mm-hmm.
And put it onto the whole thing about paying your bills.
I got it.
You see? It's an energy thing.
Let me ask you something else. Maybe this is a little bit off the track, but spiritual friend of mine said, because this is such a strong connection with us from soul to soul, but there's no romance or anything else, mm-hmm. She said, I think you've manifested a fifth dimensional state here rather than a 3D. And she said that is that's helping the world to see a more spiritual fifth dimension sense of relationship between men and women. Is that correct?
It's an interpretation that goes through a very strong ego filter.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's
so it's kind of been trumped up to be very important, and this person evidently wants you to really like their readings.
Okay.
Which shows how important you are. You see, so what we're sensing is that they're making it really big. They're fluffing it up, mm-hmm. making it a really big vision, and hopefully to make you feel good.
Okay.
And recognize that a lot of that is just what you might call exaggeration.
Okay.
All right. All right, dear one. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay.
So who else? Who's next?
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I need help with something. I've had this challenge for many years, and I feel like it's coming to a head, which is getting rid of things. I'm a double Taurus, so I always thought that that allowed me to have things and to love them forever, and I have them, and I love them. But I go to my house, and I see all these things that maybe I can let go of, but I don't know how to let go of them. And I don't know if I really have to let go of them yet. But I'm,
all right,
I'm
well,
feeling a sense of, like, at some point soon.
You're beginning to have a break of attachment to things, and you don't know how else to interpret it. But it's part of your spiritual development. At some point, you will be totally unattached to anything physical. You understand? So what
no.
you're doing is that you're feeling the first wave of this. Your attachment is lessening. And, secondly, you're a different person than you were with a lot of those things when you first got them.
Mm-hmm.
So you've grown, and in a way, you've outgrown some things. They no longer have meaning in your life. They no longer figure out into your future. Okay? So here's what we would suggest. To go look at those things that you feel that are not part of your future. Separate a few of them out. And do a ceremony of ritual of loving them and appreciating them and thanking them for being in your life.
That would be a lot of things.
Well, just do a few at one time.
Okay.
You don't have to do a third of your apartment or anything.
Okay.
You just, you know, take about a dozen things, all right, and
mm-hmm.
put them together and light a candle and just get into this place of appreciation and gratitude for having had these in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that you've gone on now. And that you're not as attached to them as you were before. And that you're going to let them go as an energy, as a light, into the world.
Mm-hmm. But what about my rocks?
However you let them go, it's up to you. And even if you don't let them go, but you just... You just know that, in a way, on a certain psychic level, they're marked
mm-hmm.
as they're ready to go. And you'll find maybe somebody will come over and you'll say, oh, I have something for you. And you'll go and get one of them and hand it to them. It's like, that's the place it needs to go.
But how can I ever let go of my rocks, though?
Letting go of your rocks? Okay. Now, there's two ways that you hold on to them. One is because you just love their beauty. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is that they came at a time in your life that they represent something. They have a certain meaning, or they remind you of something, like a wonderful time or a certain person or a certain experience that you had. Okay? What we would suggest is that that second category is very often like what people do in shamanic traditions, and they have those on their mesa. Of course, you can't have 120 rocks on your mesa. You couldn't carry it around anymore. But what you can do is this, is you can select what you might say the top three, the ones that seem to hold the greatest light, that hold the greatest resonance, and let them be your energy keepers, your light keepers amongst your rocks.
Hmm.
Or you can have five, you know, maybe 10, okay? We're just not, you know, we're just suggesting a few, okay? And you line them up on a shelf somewhere, and one by one, you take all the other rocks, and you say, okay, these rocks hold the greatest light. I want them to have all the wisdom. I want them to gather all the wisdom, all the memories, all the vibrations of the other rocks. They're going to be the energy holders, the light holders. And you take the other rocks and just for like a, you know, maybe a couple of days, just put other rocks up against them. And to give to these rocks, to the ones you have selected, the special ones, to give all their library of consciousness, all their information, all their energy. And of course, like in a computer, you basically send a duplicate, you know, you can email a duplicate of a file to somebody, and you still have the original file. So the rocks will still contain their original memories and energies and so on. But now the record keepers, the light holders, now they will have it all. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you know, you'll be done getting all the rocks to give them the energies. And then you will put these. Well, we'd recommend not having more than 10, okay, now that we're looking at it. That should be because you could get a little bit too too enthusiastic. But to really get it to about 10 of them. And then you'll notice that gradually you'll start losing your attachment to some of the lesser ones. And these you will either give away or you'll put in a box. Out of sight, out of mind. Just wrap them up in newsprint, put them in a box, fill up the box, stick the box into the closet or somewhere, or put a pretty cloth over it, whatever you want to do. But let them go out of sight. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, see if you miss any of them. Because the energy is being held in the light keepers.
Okay.
Okay. Gradually, you'll be able to let some of them go. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Very interesting question, indeed. All right, who's next?
Alexis, good evening. My name is Michelle. It's my first time meeting you here tonight, so thank you very much. My question is, this past week I've made some difficult decisions around a love relationship, and I'm still at the point where I'm not confident that the choice I made was out of connecting with a better way of being for myself, or out of pain and old hurt, and I don't know if you can tell.
Well, it seems to us that you kind of created more separation in order to avoid the pain. Yes?
Yes.
All right. We would suggest if you do not perceive that there is really any change in the attitude or behavior of said person you are separating from, to allow that to become more permanent and restore yourself.
Yes.
And spend about 2-3 months restoring yourself and just focusing on you and loving you and nurturing you and healing you and feeling really strong. And letting go of taking it personally, whatever this person did. however this person acted, and forgiving, releasing anger at the person, doing all your processes, and then just letting that person go, seeing that person going off into their life. Now, what you're going to find is that the part of you that is indecisive and does not trust your decision is not the adult you that you are right now. That self who doesn't trust your decision is the teenager you. The teenager you thinks that she's got to, you know, that this relationship, that the relationship's got to be a certain way, and there's this all this idealism about it, and it should be, and I should feel, and it's all intense. And it's not where you're at now. It's not who you are now. So we would suggest in them do a little visualization and find that inner teenager who's just, it's like life or death, it's extreme, it's intense, and all back and forth, and oh, but I want this relationship. Oh no, I can't stand it, whatever. And all that back and forth and crazy Sturm und Drang that adolescents have. And just love her and love her and love her and say, it's okay, it's okay. And as soon as she cries a little bit, then, and you hug her and you hold her a little bit, you'll find that all of this kind of intensity and craziness that comes along with it, some of these peaks and valleys of intensity, will start to diminish. And then in your imagination, give her all the ideal relationships she can stand. Give her all the best friends, all the cutest guys, all the opportunities to act like a total, you know, immature idiot that you want that adolescents like to be, right? To be free, to be self-expressive. You know, if she wants to take all her clothes off and run under the full moon, let her do that. Just give that part of yourself free rein and total ecstatic joy in just your visualization. Just imagine it and give it to her.
Thank you.
Okay? Because as soon as that happens, then you can start to look at this relationship from a very clear adult perspective with an appropriate detachment. And then you can make a choice for yourself. You can love and value yourself enough to make an appropriate choice. Okay?
That's fabulous. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. All right. Somebody back in the back? Is there somebody back in the back somewhere? All right.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
So you're talking about safety, trust, and confidence. And I wanted to ask about, because what you talked about a lot has to do with our experiences in life. And I'm wondering how this relates to other people. When, for example, with a family member, there might not be that sense of safety or trust. And maybe you're trying to repair something that happened in the past and build forward. So how do you begin to build that? Because I feel like there's a to protect yourself, you have to kind of see where that person how they show up, if they keep their word, for example, or how they behave, so that would give you a sense of safety and trust in that person. So I'm just wondering if you can shed some light on that.
All right. The most important thing that we sense that you need to really understand here is that you don't get safety or trust from another person at all. It never comes from outside of you. It's an intangible that exists within you, okay, when you're connected to Source. Now, you can be connected to Source when you're connected to the value and love and caring of yourself, okay, when you have self-esteem, when you care about you, right, then you're connected, right? No matter what behavior any other person has, safety and trust is not dependent on their behavior in any way. Now, the reason that you're having that type of experience is because it's a family member. And guess what? Family members you got connected to before you were in your power. You understand?
Yes.
You were not powerful, and so you imprinted a relationship with someone, a family member, in which you were the powerless one. But that's changed now. You are powerful now. Okay, so how are you going to respond to this? How are you going to deal differently with this? All right? First of all, if this person is not trustworthy, that you can trust that more or less what they say they'll do, they do. If they keep, you know, reneging or postponing or whatever, they're just not trustworthy. This doesn't mean that you have to get bent out of shape about it. You just already say, okay, in my book, this is a non-trustworthy person, so I'm just not going to trust this person anymore. I'm going to deal with them in the moment. I'm going to deal with them nicely. I'm going to be polite and so on. But I'm never going to give anything to them and then trust and hope that, you know, they're going to come through on their word. The thing is, if it's a family member, a part of you, like we were mentioning just in the previous question, a younger part of you is very attached to the idea that this person needs to follow through on this. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That they need to follow through. They need to be a certain way. They need to love. They need to care. They need to treat you a certain way. Oh, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting, says this inner part of yourself. But you see, that's not the part of you that's connected. That's not the part of you that loves you. That's the part of you that's needy and powerless. You understand the difference, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the main thing is to let go of the needy, powerless part of yourself and really face this family member as an adult. Also recognizing that because of past experiences, if this family member does nasty things, says nasty things, does tricky things to you, and undermining things and diminishing things or whatever to you, that they're not doing it to punish you, they're not doing it to hurt you, they're not doing it out of spite to you, they're doing it because they're focused on themselves and they're only doing what makes them feel better in the moment. Can you kind of get that?
Yes.
Okay, they're only thinking of themselves. They're not thinking about you. Okay, how many people do you know who go around, you know, thinking about how much they could affect and hurt someone else and tiptoeing around? You can't live a life that way. Nor can you live a life going around always wondering what everybody else is thinking of you. You forget who you are, all right? The thing is people out there, if you notice, you're thinking about yourself a lot. You notice that the people out there are not thinking about you. They may see you, but are they thinking about, well, you know, how does she feel? What is she going through? What can I do for her? No, the people are not doing that. Nor are people thinking, oh, is that a stupid person? I want to go and insult them. No, people don't do that. They're doing like, I'm feeling insecure right now, so in order to handle this, I've got to control somebody. Oh, here's somebody who happens to be close by. I'll do it on them. And you happen to be the lucky sucker of the day. You understand?
Yes.
See, it's just they're in their head. They're in their little world. And one of the interesting things about family relationships that probably all of you have noticed is that every family has its little private realities. The little stories, the little fantasies, and everybody's in their own little head in the family. So recognizing that, understanding this person, adult to adult, even if this person acts more immature than you and they're older than you, doesn't matter. Bodies just really don't have too much to do with it. But just acknowledge where they're at and treat them from that place. And don't take it personally, whatever it is that they do. Because, and here's a real big reason, they don't really know you. They don't know who you are now. They only know who you used to be. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not that person. So they have no clue who you are now. Then they're not trying to find out. You know how when you're first in a first blush of a romance, you want to find out everything about your beloved. But after you've been together for 20 years, ho-hum, you know everything. You're not still trying to figure it out. Trying to find out what they did their 18th summer, you know? You're not wanting to hear all the stories. You've heard them too much. You don't want to hear any more of them. Right? And that's the way it is with family. You see? Now, there was a teacher of the channel who gave some really good advice in this regard, as far as people are concerned. Of every 10 people that you know or meet, and this can include family members, 2 will love you, 2 will hate you, and 6 will be indifferent. They don't care one way or another. Doesn't make any difference. So your job is to enjoy the ones who love you and pretty much ignore the ones who hate you or are indifferent to you. You don't need to, you know, unless you have to overthrow some kind of legal thing or some kind of, you know, kind of structured situation, deal with that person. You'll deal with that person politely and so on. But you're not going to go to any depth with this person. You're not going to tie any hopes and wishes and dreams onto this person. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to accept them where they're at and recognize you're not going to try and change them. You're not going to try and hope that they're going to live to be a better person, even if they say they will be, because they're maybe just in their fantasy about it. Another thing that this teacher told the channel that we think that is applicable here is about not taking it personally what they do. It's like what other people think about you is none of your business. Okay? Even family members. Because they don't know you. They don't really know you. Now, they may have known you, known more of you 20 years ago, but they don't know you now because you've grown. So it's your opportunity to be the self that you are now in your power, in your strength. And what you can do is you can trust that your perception, now here's a trust piece for you, to trust that your perception of them is accurate based on the history you've had with them. In other words, if they promise this and promise that and don't ever do it, or do it maybe, let's see, 30% of the time, you kind of got the beat on it. You kind of figured it out. You got it. And you're aware. Mm-hmm. And you can trust that your responses are going to take that into consideration. Now, there's another factor here going on too, as far as dealing in the future with people who, if you don't really find it wonderfully refreshing and loving and joyous dealing with, but you have to, like a job or a family situation or something where you really have to, then what you want to do is to get really connected into source, into your connection. And you can do it through connecting with your reality, like what we're going to do in a few minutes, and or also with your future self, the self that is having a wonderful life, and just to get connected to that frequency, to get connected to that radiance of someone who is loving, powerful, free of moody things, free of being manipulated by other people's stuff, okay? All that freedom, you know, and then trusting that you have enough perception, you can read the person enough, that you can make good choices in how to respond to them. And that future self is holding this in major intensity of light. And you can just feel that confidence, feel that trust. And it's within you. It belongs to you. You can claim it. You can own it. You understand?
Yes.
So that your future is something that you can really genuinely look forward to and not be worried, is this person going to perform correctly? Is there going to sabotage it? What are they going to do? You're going to be there and you're going to be okay regardless. So whatever nuisance that they become or whatever good stuff that they finally end up doing, or whether they actually ever see the light or they have any clue who you are, that becomes almost irrelevant. And you can treat them then with the utmost sincerity and love and care and appreciation. And what you can do is give them a sense of safety, a sense that they are relatively safe with you. That you're not looking at them, okay, or I'm looking at you through fine with a fine-tooth comb. Are you going to perform now? Are you going to do it right this time? You see, you know how much pressure that puts on a person? You've had that put on you. You don't like it. So don't put it on anyone else, because it makes them feel unsafe. And when a person feels unsafe, what do? They withdraw, they control, they manipulate, they obfuscate, they hide, they distract, they do all sorts of things. You don't want to get into their issues. Okay, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.
I do have one other thing related to this, because this person is kind of asking to stay with me.
Can this be really, really, really quick?
Yes, this person is just asking to stay with me, and I don't really feel comfortable.
Then you have to say no, even if they have the ability to really twist your arm with guilt, make you feel that it's up to you or their life sucks. They can put it on the line like that, and you're going to say, listen, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm not the person. You understand?
Yes.
And I care for you, and I hope that you find something, and I will see if I can locate somebody, but it won't work here. And it won't work for you. You'll be miserable. Believe me. You'll find it terrible. Absolutely terrible. I'm not nice to live with. It's not going to work. The only reason you're not nice to live with is because you don't want them living with you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Very helpful.
All right, dear one. And thank all of you who have asked questions. Some very good, juicy questions this evening. And what we'd like to do is to take you on a journey. We'd like to do some work with you now. We'd like to do some connections with you. We'd like to weave some light in you. We'd like to open up your connections to safety, trust, and confidence. So if you would, find a position that's comfortable. Or as comfortable as it's feasible for you. And let yourself just, you know, shuffle around. You got it. And then close your eyes. When you close your eyes, it's like pulling a curtain of privacy around. You go into your own personal space. Just as if there's no one else around. And all the sounds that are out there in the environment, they just enable you to be more relaxed. The world is continuing on its trek. Things are happening. People are doing this. People are doing that. It's just part of reality. Trust that it has nothing to do with you. Let yourself feel relatively calm and safe. Go into your inner sense of safety that is in the present moment, right here, right now. Nobody's going to do anything to you. You're just going to be present with you. And let yourself kind of feel a little drifty, relaxing a little bit, maybe doing a little relaxing breath or two. Just to get the relaxation response activated in your brain into that HPA axis that's always on the lookout for fear and to protect you, to defend you. A little breath in and then a gentle release. And it tells your body that you're safe enough to go within. You're safe enough right now to be with yourself, to go on a journey, a short journey, a deep journey. So letting yourself know that you are in control at all times. If anything bothers you, you merely have to open your eyes. You merely have to, you know, come back to the room and so on. And all stress will be dissolved there. And you can return if you wish. So knowing that, let yourself just drift. It's almost as if you're floating through space. Just floating through space. Kind of forget that your body's there the best you can. Even if there's pain, just kind of let it kind of go into the background. Any tension or discomfort that you can't really let go of, just let it go into the background and let yourself kind of float. Let yourself be free for just a few moments. And imagine that you're floating in a sky filled with stars. It can be a night sky, or very interestingly, it can be a beautiful day sky, but still filled with stars, just hundreds and thousands of twinkling stars. Let it be all around you and you in the middle. Stars beneath you, stars above you, stars to the left and the right, before you, behind you, stars. Points of light twinkling. They're winking at you. These stars are beings of light who love you. They're with you all the time. You just don't see them. We've called them to be with you. Some of them are those who make our group up. Some of you we have been with for several lifetimes. We've hung around like a star over your shoulder, winking at you with love. So let yourself feel loved. Let yourself feel protected, nurtured, cared for. Let yourself feel watched with a loving eye, with a caring sense, unconditionally accepting you exactly the way you are. You are enough. You're good enough. You love enough. You are good. You're a beautiful being of light yourself. You yourself are a star amongst the sky, a spark of light, a piece of the divine. You're a beautiful, powerful reality creator. Awesome. Magnificent. Amazing. You have manifested so many perfect realities so that you can focus on your themes. Themes that, when they are challenging you, you consider your issues. How creative you've been. How magnificently you've created very difficult realities. To give yourself the opportunity to respond as a powerful being that you are. To grow you up, spiritually speaking. How many opportunities you've had. How there never is a lack of them. It's so amazing, the arrangement that you've made. You have come to be here at this time on the planet to make some shifts, to make some changes, first in yourself, and then to hold that space for change, part of every ceremony, holding space for others to change, you holding space for the world to shift too, but you do it first, You step into your power first. You step into the freedom. The freedom from emotional and stressful distress brought about by powerlessness, brought about by fear and guilt and judgment. So you're free of that. And you're free to feel love, compassion, and joy. Free to care for yourself without judgment, accepting yourself totally, and enjoying who you are. Feeling that surge of capacity to be who you are. The freedom to be you. Regardless of what anyone else could ever require, request, or desire of you. You choosing to be free in your power and your freedom, loving yourself. Loving yourself more. You already love yourself. But just to love yourself more and more and more. To accept yourself more. And because you love yourself more, to be free and empowered to love others more. And knowing that you are an empowered, free, and loving being, that you're projecting light and love working in your physical plane reality with manifesting your truth in one way or another. Beginning to trust the divine plan, you can know that all is right, all is well, and a beautiful future unfolds in front of you. Your choice, what you wish, the intentions you have, the image that you hold of yourself, the resonance of your light, of your radiance, determining so much of that future that there will always be more possibilities. Your reality will always bring you more realities, always more opportunities that may be seen as challenges but are actually opportunities to step into your freedom and to step into more power and more love, and to know that you haven't been given anything too big for yourself. You haven't been obliterated yet. You can trust that the plan is aligned just to you. Everything coming to you, specifically for you. A loving universe, a loving reality. And as you consider this idea, let yourself sense now that there is a being, a light being, who has shown up in form, in a human form, showing up to be with you. This light being is your reality, the reality that is working with you, your personified reality. Can be male or female, older or younger. This is the one that brings you that which you need and what you ask for so that you can become aware of who you are, so you can honor, recognize, and claim your divinity. Feel the support that your reality has for you. Feel their care, their precision, the craft of bringing to you exactly what you need every moment, down to every thought that you think, every emotion that goes through you, every person in your reality, everything around you. All of it, part of your plan. Let them come close to you. and let them embrace you in light. And let yourself recognize you have been embraced this way many, 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 many times. Let yourself feel a sense of safety in your reality, not in your physical body. It may yet suffer. But in your being, you have a friend in your world. You're never alone. Your reality is here for you. You can trust. And you can trust that whatever comes to you, you will be able to respond to. You will have every opportunity to respond in any way that you choose. Whether it be the same old way that you responded 10 years ago to something, or whether it's a new choice that you as a free being, loving yourself, have opted for. You're supported either way. You're never punished for doing the wrong thing. There is no wrong thing. There may be a limited thing. An automatic, knee-jerk type of thing. You may be kicking yourself. But know this, your reality is not doing that. You're doing that. It will bring it to you so that you can become aware, so that you can stop through choice. You are always in choice. This is something you chose and why you're in this universe rather than another one. This universe is a free will universe. It's all about choice. You chose this experience to become aware of how amazingly powerful and beautiful and brilliant you are. Drop all your judgment of yourself. Drop all your judgment of others. That's pure arrogance. For you to pretend that you know things are bad. Let yourself float free. Your reality personified with you, loving you, caring for you, supporting you. And know that because it's there for you, that whatever comes up, you can deal with. You have confidence. You can trust your evaluation of people that you are interacting with. You can trust your evaluation. You can trust your intuition. It's not 100% correct, but if you trust it, it tightens up and gets way, way better. You have the confidence to radiate your truth. And you can find out the way to do it. You can find out the ways, the strategies, the means to do it. You're still surrounded by stars. And some of those stars now move up above you and join together and create a beautiful, big, bright star above your head. This is the way we show ourselves because we are a group who speak as one. And we, as one now, we send a beam of light down to you, down to the top of your head. And this beam of light, by the time it reaches you, is a column of light that surrounds you. It is safe. It's okay. Allow yourself to receive this. Allow yourself to be surrounded with our light. Let us love you. Let us wrap you up. Let us care. Let us value you. Let us be tender with you for a moment. And let us put all your cells into light. Let that light we wrap around you just drench into you, soak into you. Let it become one with you all the way through to the very core of your physical body, the core of your emotional and mental bodies. Let us just saturate you. Saturate you. Surrounding you, loving you. You have a greater aspect of yourself who is with you 24/7. Just as we can be with you. They are with you all the time. Your higher self, the part of you who knows that you're divine by your nature, who knows why you're here, who knows your themes or issues or challenges, who knows your solutions, who unconditionally accepts you just the way you are, the greater you that you actually are, a piece of which is your focus in this one lifetime. So let your higher self come join us above you, or come above and behind your left shoulder. A glowing light that you can feel the light on you. Let them put a hand on your shoulder. Let yourself feel hands on your shoulder. Or maybe on both shoulders, two hands of light. Let them just touch you. The greater you touching you. And let them bless you, love you. They are always with you. They are always reminding you that you are divine by your very nature. Your destiny is to return home. To be one with God, Goddess, all that is. Now give to your higher self and to us anything you don't want anymore. Any limitation, limiting belief, problem, issue, challenge, whatever it is. Whatever you feel that you are willing and ready to get rid of. That you no longer wish to have in your life. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe three. No more than three, though, please. What would you like to get rid of? What would you like to let go of? What would you like to leave your life to free you up? We have established a vortex around you. You in the center, you don't feel the spin. But let's let it go now. Let's let whatever that is go. You're going to give it to higher self. You're going to give it to us. By just imagining it coming out of your body, out of your mind, out of your heart, out of your emotions. Let it come out. And into the vortex, we're going to count to three. And the count of three, you're going to let it out, and we're going to help you, and we're going to spin it out there, and it's going to be spun back into light. Whatever it is you want to get rid of, okay, be aware of it, be in focus of it, get in connection with it. Ready? One, two, 3. Let us just lift it off, have you? We're just pulling. Come on, you can give us more of it now. Go down deeper, 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 deeper into all the deepest levels of your psyche. Come on, pull it out. Pull out the shame that's down there from childhood. Pull out the pain underneath, the sense of abandonment. Pull out the sense of lack of safety. Pull out the sense of fear of loss. Pour out the all those fears. Fill us with your guilt, with your regrets, with your frustrations. Come on, let it just come out. Let us just lift it off into the vortex. You see it spinning out and then sparking out there, turning back into light from whence it came. All right. All right. Ooh, big load. Big load's gone. Load is clear. Big load. All right. So now what do you want to add? How much safety do you want to feel? What does trust mean to you? What do you want to feel as your trust? How much do you want to trust yourself? Trust is like a glue that holds together all sorts of good realities. So what would it feel like to trust, to really have confidence that you're okay and it's all going to be okay and it's going to work out and magic is on the way and you can have all the magic you want? How does that feel? How does that feel? And now, what forms do you want in your life? The job? The relationship? The freedom? The love? A sense of empowerment? The circumstances? The changes? They're going to come with you first, before your reality will change. But what is it that you want? And how are you going to feel safety, trust, even security, protection, all the layers and levels of safety and trust and confidence? How are you going to feel it? What's your life going to be like with all of that? Juiced up and having the lifestyle that you want, to having the experiences that you want, the circumstances, the people, the places, the opportunities. Your reality that is a friend is waiting to hear from you what it is you wish. And if you are sincere, we'll begin to start making changes. You first, then your reality will reflect it back to you. At the count of 3, send it all out. Don't hold on to it. Yes, it's a pretty, pretty scenario. Don't hold on. Send it all out because you want it to go out into the world to broadcast out there and to tell the world what you want. So holding that reality that you desire, holding the state of being that you will have when you are there. 1. Come on, ramp it up. Brighter, brighter, brighter. Feel it more. Come on, intensify it. Intensify it. 2. Come on, more, more, more. And 3. Send it out to the world. Broadcast your light. Broadcast your choices. Broadcast your truth. Your energies. Your love. And now let yourself relax. Let yourself just be gentle now. Let yourself be loved. Let yourself drench in the love. Soak in the love. Receive the love. Just feel it. Feel the safety. Feel the peace of the divine. It feels very familiar, actually. It's where you came from and where you will return. Your body is temporary, but this peace, this love is eternal, just as you are. Feel the safety of that. Feel the safety of that peace and love of the divine of you. We're helping soak it into you, drench it into you, experience, receive, let it in, down deep. Filling in those places where the old pain left, where all the old hurts are gone, is space filled with love and more. Now this may go beyond your capacity to perceive it, but know it is happening. It is happening. You're being love-drenched. And let yourself just continue to soak it in. It's going to continue to soak into you throughout this evening and through your night. When you wake up tomorrow, notice you may have hugely changed. You may feel just a little lighter. You cannot perceive love at this level. Your perceptions are not developed enough yet. But let yourself, knowing the divine plan, trust it's there. And your friends always with you. Let your attention now come back into your body, into your room, into the space. Let yourself take a breath and gently open your eyes. Coming back. As we say, this is continuing. If you feel a little disoriented, don't be too concerned. You have some integration that will happen through your sleep, through your night. You have another future now waiting for you. You have an opportunity to have no more armoring, resistance, shut down, hiding, distraction, scare, guilt and fear. You have the opportunity now to, whenever you need to call on us, to call on your higher self, to call on that sky filled with stars of your friends, to remind yourself that you are loved. Get connected, then trust. Make a choice to trust yourself and to trust the divine plan. And even if you have to initially pretend, step out with confidence. Staying present with yourself, it will work. This is the final piece of the template, one that you are ready for. We will be with you. We love you. We support you. It has been a pleasure working with you. And we look forward to any time when we can work with you again. We surround you, dear ones, with our light. And as always, our love. Farewell.